special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. I'm first excited to welcome my co-host and host of Author's Corner, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest, and we're going to have our other co-host introduce him, but how are you, Frank?
I'm doing very well. We got it snowed yesterday, but it just melted.
And so it's the weather. Exactly. And so, Paul, who's our guest today?
I'm very excited to welcome George Dismukes. He is a former scriptwriter for Hollywood and worked a lot with John Wayne. And he has two full series of books right now. And he wants to talk today about this huge big author event that he's having in Houston in the end of next month. So welcome, George.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I wish I could figure out how to make this doggone camera work.
You're coming back again, George. Don't worry. We're going to promote this event over and over and over again. So tell me about this big author event. Again, we thank you again for being such a great promoter of Hollow Man Publishing. Has it started last year, and we are doing so well and continue to grow. And we owe it all to you, George, by singing our praises. But tell us about this author's event.
Well, I'm going to have about 30 authors. There's a venue here at some restaurant that has turned into something of a phenomenon. It's called Pier 6 Seafood. Of course, we're right on the coast. And they have an apron in front of the restaurant that runs right between the restaurant and the marina. We're going to put two rows of tents there that'll be 140 feet long, and there'll be a walkway down between the tents. And we're hoping to have at least 30 authors, maybe more. So far, we've got about 15. I need more authors. And we also want publishers. We want agents, although agents are kind of, snotty, so they're a little bit hard. We probably won't have any of those. And we want to create an event that will probably, hopefully, turn into an annual event.
That's great, George. Go ahead, Frank, with a question about this event.
Now, this is going to be on April the 27th, which is a Saturday. It will go from noon until 4 o'clock. And people who are interested in joining the event, I need authors once again. Email me at Mayan Art International, and international is abbreviated INTL, Mayan Art International at yahoo.com, or just call me on the phone, 281-229-0775.
Awesome, George. Go ahead, Frank, with a question you have for George.
Yeah, but you didn't say where it was. Where's this?
This is in San Leon, Texas, which is between Houston and Galveston. San Leon is a little peninsula that sticks out in the water. If you look at it on the map, it looks like a rose thorn. Our population here is about 5,000 people, providing that you add a couple of stray dogs.
Oh, cool. Oh, what kind of you write westerns, right?
Me, no.
No,
I write jungle adventures and also sea. All jungle of my books are connected with nature because I spend a lot of time in the jungle.
Well, that sounds interesting. What's the title of one of your books?
Two Faces of the Jaguar. That's the first in a series of four. The second one in the series is called The Lost City. The third one is called The Jaguar's Quest. And then the fourth one is called Return of the Jaguar, which just hit the market. In fact, Paul published that one for me.
And who's your main character in those books?
Well, we have three main characters. There's a guy named Brandon Shaw and his girlfriend, Andrea Granger, who he wound up marrying. And there's a black jaguar named Naja. And Naja is somehow connected to an ancient Maya legend.
Oh, wow. So Now, George, when you talk about specifically enough your books, what is this author event? Because of your experience writing four books yourself, what is the hope of this author event?
I'm sorry, say again.
What's your hope of the author event? What do you want authors to learn by going into this networking and this event?
I want them to sell books. I want them to have a good time. I want them to be able to network with other authors. And as you know, the biggest problem with authors these days is marketing. And so I hope that we manage to create a good forum for learning about how to market better and sell more books. It is a real challenge. I mean, it doesn't matter how good a book you write these days, trying to get the message out there about it and get people to read it is a tremendous challenge.
It is. You got to really tap into your community, George. And that's, I think, the big thing. And a lot of the marketing strategies that I teach my clients and we implement is building the right leads and followers. And then you, through messages and through content marketing, go to them and understand how important organic marketing is. And it's the right audience. The people who are going to buy your books first are people who know you. And that means you got to build that social media following plus the people that already know you. And if you're not getting people that know you to buy your books, you're not going to get somebody who doesn't know you to buy your books.
Yep, that's fact, you know. And you can't ever stop. Advertising is where it's at. You know, think about Oscar Mayer hot dogs. They've been around for years and years, and yet they still have an Oscar Mayer weenie dog that drives all over the United States to promote the product. So you can never do too much promotion. Never.
No, too much promotion is not enough of promotion. And so the thing is, and it's very interesting, George, that, you know, I have noticed that the problem with authors, it's a product. A lot of people that sell other products are out there to a larger consumer base. So when an Instagram model sells some sort of, weight loss supplement or some sort of makeup or something else, it's a larger base you're marketing to. A book author has to follow those same rules because if they go to paid advertising, they're going to spend a lot of money to get not a huge result. So it's, as you said, there's so many different challenges involved in marketing a book to make it work, and you really have to babysit it. This is a daily thing. That's why I love the fact that we are republishing books at Hollow Man Publishing as well, because when you're waiting for quarterly reports or bi-yearly reports from another vanity publisher, you're trusting them and you're that, oh my God, I just hired this whole marketing team. 6 months later, I find out my report's $2 in an area versus daily. The first time your book launches, and I'm going to get your take on this, George, what do you think of these whole bestseller gimmicks? I call them gimmicks. Do you think it helps the author long-term to have a bestseller thing on their plate if they gamed the system and they really didn't earn it the right way?
No, the only way that you're going to have a bestseller that helps you is if it's a genuine bestseller, not one of these little plugs that they do. And a bestseller, it comes from the New York, you know, area. And I've got one friend right now that is worried about getting a whole bunch of reviews on Amazon because she says that she gets X number of reviews on about her book, she'll be classified as a bestseller. Well, good luck with that.
So that's, George, I love how you tell it like it is. Where can people, again, they need to call you. Where can they call you and email you about this author's event? Definitely, we're going to have to schedule a call next week, George, to talk, because I know how to find a boatload of authors. And there are two places. It's called Facebook and LinkedIn in the Houston area. And I could target them very easily to get a ton of people to your event. Where can they go?
Okay, tell them to go to Mayan Art International. That international is abbreviated INTL at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And then they can phone me. You know, I come from old school, so I'm not afraid to talk on the phone. 281-229-0775.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, George. Great stuff. FrankFiore.com. Check out Frank. Frank's new website soon launching. Another great author's corner. Frank, last word to say about promoting books, as you've been doing this a long time, Frank.
Yeah, you really have to build up your following. I've been promoting my books for 2 decades. And what you really want to get is you want to get people interested in you, okay, in your brand, and not just in your book. And that's where Neil and Paul have helped a lot. And they are promoting my brand so that people know that's the kind of books I write. And then they will get those kind of followers that I could send direct messages to and tell them about the books that I have and where to buy them.
Exactly. And then run paid ads, but you have to have a fan base. And it's as simple as going out there, authors, and doing it. You can't just think I'm going to post on social media and people are going to buy my book, or it's listed on Amazon. And Paul and I have stories galore. That's why we have Hollow Man Publishing, and that's why we're excited about how we're kicking butt. And Frank's going to kick butt with Westerns and INSP, partnering with INSP. And we'll have to, you know, we'll definitely be doing a shout out for Frank Fiore in my interview today with Marty Cove. Appreciate it, guys. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. Guys, take care.